at what?
Just speaking straight, please. I don't want to let Tina on the dream out. It's really fucking me, yeah.
Walk with me. Come on.
I mean, they want you at the bitches, but actually I'm talking about a bitch you can score a goal. And what? I'm supposed to just walk around with my head down? No. It's like they're holding on to some silly grudge. I mean, come on, I'm special.
Benny, this is Dr. Fluke. She's a brilliant therapist, and, unlike me, she actually gets paid to visit you to confirm.
So what? I just sit here and blabber on and on about myself. Basically. Nice.
Hey, Dickhart.
Mumford! Winnie! No!
My old friend.
Sam isn't going anywhere, arsehole.
I have decided not to release Sam Obisanya.
You're a shitty old man with a tiny shriveled penis. I feel sorry for your wife. Her life must be a constant death.
Please give Daphne my love. Sincerely, boss ass bitch. Sincerely, boss ass bitch.
Welcome to Soccer Saturday. We have a massive afternoon of action for you today across all the divisions. I'm your host, Jeff Stelling, here with Mr. Unbelievable himself, Chris Kamara, a man who has coached seemingly every club in England, including yours, George Carfrick, and still getting comfortable in his new seat on our set. It's the legendary Chelsea hard man, Roy Kent. Welcome, Roy. Well said. Of course, last time we saw Roy Kent on the pitch was with AFC Richmond battling against relegation and occasionally against other Richmond players.
What is this?
Well, the big story today is the return of that same teammate, the controversial Jamie Carr, the ex-Manchester City starlet and lust conquers all reject. Has his first match back with Richmond. Any thoughts, Roy?
Jamie Tart is a muppet, and I hope he dies of the incurable condition of being a little bitch.
Right.
Don't have that, Roy.
Yeah, come on. Summertime is moving for him.
Okay. You're a shit manager.
Not about me, you twat. Language, boys.
Well, he asked for it. He did ask for it.
I'm going to insult something and then try it because I'm a good friend.
Look here.
Daddy!
Are you coming back to Sunday? What, and this 22 fit, sweaty men running around chasing one another? Did you make Sam up a song there? That's her favourite thing.
Oh, Mum.
The southern coast of Nigeria, like home, into a hellish, fiery swamp. I can no longer wear their name on my chest. Never again.
Let me tell you, bro.
Listen, I do not expect you all to do this. But I hope you understand why we as Nigerians must.
Want me to take?
What do you think you're doing?
Retainment, man. Gotta wear the same kit.
Live from the dog track, it's Arlo White here with Chris Powell. Today, Coventry City take on the home team, AFC Richmond, who remain winless with 8 straight draws. Any predictions, Chris?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a draw. Makes sense.
But the story everyone is talking about is the return of Jamie Tarr. Chris, will the Richmond faithful welcome him back?
It's hard to say, Arlo. Supporters are a notoriously fickle bunch.
Was passing to Jamie who was dropping to midfield.
So the people not passing to Jamie can be closer to him?
The team did today was great. I've never needed to have that kind of courage. Because, well, honestly, when bad things happen to people like me, y'all have a tendency to write about it without it being asked. The same happens gonna get y'all attention. Yeah? So if you have any more you want to know about it, you can ask him. Come on, Sam.
Thank you. Trent Crane, The Independent. Sam, do you think that your protest may have distracted the team tonight and led to the loss?
I'm not here to talk about football. I'm here to ask the Nigerian government to put an end to decades of environmental destruction caused by Sirithium oil. Destruction that the powers that be have turned a blind eye towards for far too long. Do you have any questions about that?
Yes, I do. Yes, wait. Sam? Are you openly accusing the Nigerian government of corruption?
Yes, I am.
Shut up!
How you feeling?
Good. I just hope the rest of the team is not upset with me.
Hey, doing the right thing, never the wrong thing.
But we lost.
Yeah, but we broke the tie streak.
A toast to Sam, who did something incredible tonight. Built Nigerian Post for my thunder. No, but seriously, to Sam.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. I'll blend off. Appreciate it.
It's a lot of courage, man.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back,
brother. Don't do this to me. Please don't do this to me. Excuse me, chaps. Sam, could Nora get a picture, please?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Hey, guys, we're going to take a picture for Nora.
Please, guys. Love it, I'm crazy. Oi! Oi, Tobias!
One, two, three, great!
Hey! Mumford, Winnie! Come here! What are you doing? A glass!
Drop it! Drop it!
I said stop!
Enough of running around crazy shit.
What do you got there?
At the boss?
Where'd you put the fucker?
Yeah, sit here, sit. Sit. Chickpea here. Play.
Scott. Cool. Bombacast, did you?
Yeah, man. Nathan soothes me. Sorry, I didn't know everyone was doing goose.
Nah, mate. Cheers. This is great. I'm wrapping around my boobs. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Carlos.
Approach.
Let's go.
May your secret servant reveal himself.
Oh,
hey, is this a photo of you and me after our first win?
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Ted, thank you for everything you've done for me, Nathan.
Oh, I got a little inscription.
That hero completely over my head facing back.
Sorry.
Secret Santa is a fun new tradition, as is a half day for Christmas.
Yeah, well, I think you gotta be responsible, you know. We gotta save our legs for tomorrow's big game. So, to responsibility.
Be responsible.
That's what it is. And we get to the last day, then we'll finally have more wins than losses.
Coach, what are you doing the rest of the day?
I'm just telling you what I found.
only make an appointment to buy something nice for my dad. Mm-hmm. Can be very tricky to shop for.
Always one of the girls to buy the thing for himself, huh?
Oh, I wish. No, he just hates everything. What about you, Coach?
Jane and I are going to a pagan Christmas ritual at Stonehenge.
What? What, you two broke up?
We did, but we got the tickets before we broke up, so we're going as friends.
Oh, that's going to be... What about you, kid? What are you guys getting into?
Roy and I are celebrating a new tradition I'm calling Sexy Christmas. It's not going to be like that. It's going to be swinging Sinatra, Vegas-y type Christmas for adults, where we get all dressed up, when we sip on martinis, sit by the fire, and then it's going to be like that.
We're talking about Sexy Christmas.
Maybe.
Hey, boss, we get you a drink, yeah?
Oh, yes, thank you.
How you spend the rest of Sam's birthday?
I'm just going to a Christmas party at a friend's house.
What friend's that? First and last name, please.
Elton John.
Whoa!
Holy shit.
Holy close, the kind of dancer, prancer, and vixen.
Yes, it's actually rather lovely. We just sing carols around Elton's piano, and hopefully Rachel Weisz and Daniel Craig will do their puppetry with him.
That sounds like double heaven to me. What about you, Higgins? What are you guys doing?
The Higginses will be opening Christmas presents and then hosting an open house for players who don't have family in town. Something we do every year. We usually get about 2. It's really nice. You're more than welcome, Ted.
Well, I appreciate that offer, Higgy Smalls, but I'm all good, baby. This is the first Christmas the family's away from each other, so, you know, once Henry wakes up here in about an hour, he wants us to open presents and spend all day getting on FaceTime. It's going to be a lovely afternoon of Yuletide cheer in 2 dimensions.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Gila.
Merry Christmas.
How you doing, Jane? What can I help you with?
Have you got anything that I could give as a present in here?
Did you not buy a Secret Santa gift?
I didn't know I had to. The email said Secret Santa. They want to ruin the surprise, did I?
Jamie.
You know what? Here you go. Higgins, look alive. Huh.
What are you doing? Never
mind. On a little magic pixie dust. Woo! Merry Christmas, miracle.
God bless, man. Everyone.
Text, did ya?
What's it
say? My sister got called to surgery, so I figured he's got to spend Sexy Christmas with us.
Oh, right. Okay. Phoebe, I'm sorry you can't spend Christmas with your mum, but we'll have fun together, yeah?
Please leave me alone.
Apparently she's been like this all week. Won't talk about it. I am sorry, I know this does make Christmas significantly less sexy.
I'm terrible. We can do sexy boxing then.
Magic day, working.
I can't do the day after. Sexy December 28th.
28th? Sexiest of all the days?
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit, you look incredible.
Repeat!
Oh, perfect!
Okay,
guests arriving in an hour. Time to clean up.
I'll get it. Oh. Merry Christmas and welcome to our home.
Oh, hello. Hey! Sorry, I know I'm early, but I was in the neighborhood and I really need to use the restroom.
Oh, no, no, no. Sam, come in, come in.
Thank you.
It's a bit of a mess.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. To hold us off until dinner, we have mince pies, cheese and crackers, pigs in brackets, mulled wine, all the favorites. So, Sam, back home, what does Christmas make you think of?
Colonization.
Of course.
But I'm more than happy to celebrate the day with you. Back home in Lagos, we have good friends who celebrate, and they always eat jollof rice and goat meat. So I made you some.
Oh.
But I used chicken.
Thank God.
Mr. Obisanya, it was so cool what you've done with that Dubai air logo. Fuck those guys.
Yes, fuck them. Yeah.
I'm really sorry, but where's your restroom?
Oh, right, of course, yes, yes. I'm to your left, yeah.
Okay, all right, now it's my turn.
Let's see what we got here.
Did you wrap these yourself? Because this is very well done.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Is this what I think it is? Hold on here.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this a tiny dartboard, or did I become a giant?
It's a mini dartboard.
Oh.
Like it?
That's very smart.
No, I don't like it. I love it. Thank you. All right, your turn. Come on.
Oh, open up the big one. I want to see what you think.
A drone? Dad, you got me a drone?
I know. How irresponsible is that of me, considering all the issues with privacy these days?
Yeah, and you know what? Mrs. Claus charged that puppy up last night, so you should be good to go.
Can I try it out now?
Heck yeah. You have no fun just keeping it in the box.
Great.
Oh, boy. Okay. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Be careful. Easy.
Right up here.
Oh,
you lost him.
Yeah, no, that's gonna happen. Should've got him socked.
Sorry, Ted, he's just so excited.
No, that's okay, I get it.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Yeah. You know, plugging away over here. We got a big match tomorrow, so everybody's focused on that.
Oh, okay, careful, go back to the house. Sorry, Ted.
It's okay. Hey, you go. Go have fun. And send me photos, okay? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Ted. Peter, careful, the baseboards. Oh,
Phoebe, whatever it is, we just want to try and make it better.
What have you got to be sad about? The one on the Paw Patrol dogs died.
Listen, Phoebe. Problems, they're like mushrooms, yeah? The longer you leave them in the dark, the bigger they get.
A toy at school was mean to me.
What did he do?
Merry Christmas, Phoebe. I got you something you desperately need. Your secret Santa, Bernard.
Who the fuck is Bernard?
Why did Bernard get you toothpaste and mouthwash for Christmas, babe?
Because he told everyone my brother's rancid.
But where does Bernard live?
Roy, you are not going to be up
here. I know.
What do you think? Phoebe, listen. Some kids are just mean little dickheads, yeah? But your breath doesn't smell that bad. Come on. Maybe it's me. Let me have a smell. Come on.
Oi! She feels bad enough!
I'm so sorry, I'll read you.
It cannot be that bad.
Go away!
Phoebe.
I'm a monster!
I've spent the last 20 years in locker rooms with men. I promise you I've smelled worse.
I don't know.
I think you might be dying.
Sweetheart, listen. That is not like I forgot to brush my teeth bad. Or like I ate onions bad. It's actually medically bad, which means it's not your fault.
Right, I'm going to sort this. Put your coats on.
Where are we going?
We're going to my stupid posh neighbourhood and we're going to start knocking on doors. And if we don't find a dentist in 10 houses, you each get £1,000.
Let's go get coats.
Yeah!
Quick, 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 quick. Run, 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 run.
Did Santa get you something good this morning?
It's okay. I know there's no Santa.
But of course there's a Santa.
There's no one who can deliver presents to everyone in the world in one night.
But it's not the whole world in one night. It's the whole world split up into 24 different time zones. You see, Santa's true power is not his speed, but his endurance.
Wow. You got me a bicycle.
Brilliant.
Yay! Hey, Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Hello! Thank you for coming.
Oh, of course. My mother was very happy we wouldn't be around on Christmas and insisted I bring a traditional Mexican ponche. If you want to be a little bit cheeky, you can put some tequila in it.
Daddy, it already smells like it has tequila in it.
Yes, this one is pechique.
Hey, Montana! Welcome, welcome!
Hey, Monoc family tradition. We have foie gras, champagne, and a Francis Tinky cheese.
Wow!
Is
this
Hey! I brought fried chicken.
Ah, is that a Christmas tradition in Holland?
No.
Oh.
Hello!
Shut them down.
Can you
want to
have it?
Yeah, this one's done. Mm-hmm. Misha has to have, Misha.
Hey, boss.
How's FaceTime and Christmas
both
with
the big one and the little one.
Well, I lost into an overpriced guilt bit. Hubris, thy name is
I don't
Kit.
Trust this one with it. The little
grab
one.
Grab a coat for coming with me.
Yes, ma'am.
Wear the hat. It's a nice touch.
Winnie, easy on that.
If that goes down his throat, what happens?
We have one of those doors.
You know what? Don't.
I don't need stupid enough to swallow it.
Actually, we're not going to help John's house party, are we? Because if so, I'm going to be severely underdressed. Now I could run right back upstairs and hop on this Donald Duck suit I'm bringing with me everywhere.
You look perfect, don't I? Oh.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Very next day, you gave it away. This year,
I love the basket y'all got.
Oh no.
Always reminds me of that.
No!
Oh,
thank you. I love one so much.
Mumford!
Christmas,
Mumford!
My heart, the very next
go get yours. Mumford! Mumford!
For taking a tank on next to John Holmes.
Where'd it go? They lost it? Where'd it go? Winnie, where'd it go?
You drove yourself, huh?
Where'd it go?
Here?
Oh,
Merry Christmas. Back at you, sir.
Did you score your wicket?
Yeah, inside, Joe.
Where'd it go?
Mostly inside of you.
How
the fuck did you get under here?
Oh my boy, this is embarrassing.
me eating so much ice cream that I don't think I'll make 900 again.
Thank you, Dolly.
3 weeks ago.
Sweetheart, none of this is your fault. I'm assuming you're going to have a fault.
Yeah, son?
I do too sometimes.
Oh. I'll try and knock that off, shall we? You can do it, I can do it. Cool?
Cool. Who's
Roy?
Merry Christmas!
Famous Bye. Soccer player who just retired from the team. These are all the kids that are on a team that don't have family to go to at Christmas because they're far away.
I'm not going to do that because you won't tell her yourself. Then you're going to hook me up with identical guilt towards my sister. Good luck, mi amigo. Bunch of smiley.
French believe that having a beautiful woman around is always a good thing.
That was not true. They held a skeleton murders.
Hey!
She's nice.
You've become quite popular, Leslie. This is by far the most people we've ever had.
Hey! Welcome, guys.
I believe you've got plenty of food and drink.
Yeah. But, where are we all going to sit down and eat it?
It's just a mop, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He's the owner of the team.
She is?
He's the coach. They bought it from America. She was a mean bitch and wanted the team destroyed because her husband loved the team and she got the divorce. And then she realized that.
Let your white people at the door, let's wind in.
Can I help you? Good afternoon. We work for Santa Claus and I believe he received this.
My letter.
Yes, we're terribly sorry that your presents didn't arrive last night, but as elves, we've been personally directed by Mr. and Mrs. Claus to deliver your presents this afternoon and to apologise for the delay. Am I forgetting anything?
Well, you see, what happened was Rudolph's nose shined so brightly that it rendered me unable to see, and I was delirious for several minutes, and I had to put this whole pack of goodies on the wrong sled. You know, ain't that nuts? Anyway, this bad boy's been around the world at least twice over the past day, so, yeah, you know, that's the Himalayas right there. Ooh. That's all for
you. Am I getting letters for you?
Well, I bet you are, yeah.
Thank you. You're so welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
On to the next.
Heck yeah.
Why
did
they need a dentist?
She has a room with her mouth.
Who's mouth?
Little girl.
Little girl?
Hey, Johnny! He will come to his house. He never gets anybody when he throws the party. Like, one person comes. The coach built a team of camaraderie and they all do everything together now.
That's like a much worse swear word.
Hold on, I'll fix my leg.
Whoa, are you right?
dentist.
Yeah.
Can we come in?
Thank you so much. It can only take a second. The house is lovely. Well, congratulations, Phoebe. That is some spectacularly bad breath.
Thank you.
Have you been under any unusual stress lately?
Have you noticed about doing my breathing exercises?
Have you?
No.
Any new medications?
Just my antihistamines.
They got a new cat. She's allergic.
Her name is Sophie. My mum said that we rescued her. I'd like to think that she rescued us.
Oh, that's it, thank you. Antihistamines dry out the mouth and then saliva infections reduce the environment for reproducing bacteria that thrives. The private cats might be trying to say
no.
Come on, Phoebe, you ain't had her a month.
But we're soulmates.
Phoebe, no one's going to make you get rid of those things, okay? So that would be an insane thing for your uncle, who loves you, and who's not a monster, to suggest. I'm sure Dr. Hodges has another solution. She's nice and smart.
Calm down a little bit.
Miss Christmas, what?
I get nervous with that little one.
Thank you.
Yo!
You're a legend at Chelsea. But shit, everything. But Keely Jones is a seminal figure throughout my teenage years.
How about this? Why don't we take a picture together?
By the tree.
Get it.
We've got it.
Iron board.
Send this email.
Well,
he was out. He was getting a bite to eat, and now he said he was sending it. And then she was crying, so I came down.
I'll tell you what, that was pretty dang good. Thanks for letting Kate
off. What
was
that?
Is there water in there?
Yes. You know, I should have done it last year, but I just sat by myself instead, drinking and
horrible things. Oh yeah, like what?
Look, I know all too well how stunning
shitty
the
practice is.
I just
want to
make sure you're okay.
Yeah, well, I am now. A lot better than I would have been if I drank whiskey all day and watched It's a Wonderful Life on repeat. I could have gone dark.
Well,
I figured you could just drop me off at home and then go get all decked out for Sir Elton's party.
I might not go.
Really? You're willing to miss a puppet show by Daniel Craig and Rachel Weisz? Because that sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, don't get me wrong. They are incredible. But all I really want to see those two do together is fuck.
Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah. You got any other idea?
We'll see.
Oh, you want me to drive?
The steering wheel's on the side.
Right, I'm the one with the accent drive. Yeah, sorry.
Who is it?
It's Carol Singers.
Just give him a quid and tell him to bugger off.
sorry, Phoebe.
I just want to thank you all for coming.
To the family again!
To my lovely wife, Julie, my sons, to you and all your families back in Lagos, Guadalajara, Cronigan, Cordon, Montreal, Benin City, Harare, Kingston,
yeah, man.
And Santa Cruz, La Sierra. I know you would have preferred to have been with them, but it was truly an honor to have you with us to share our traditions and help make a few new ones. And to the family we're born with, and to the family we make along the way. And most importantly, to Richmond! What's happening outside?
What's that?
I was waiting for you to ask if I really did anything, but so this is my mum and dad's favourite restaurant, and it's right, it's their 35th wedding anniversary. Jade.
Do you know my name?
Oh, I don't, that's what the 35th wedding anniversary is. Jade.
Oh. Weird. What time then?
Oh, 7:30, three people, and really want to make sure we get the window table.
I have to talk to Derek.
Oh.
Couldn't believe it. Looking at the championship now, Roy, your old love in Richmond struggling for a lot of the reasons to why that might be. One that's gaining traction is a lack of leadership from your successor as captain, Isaac McAdoo.
Isaac's a good man.
He'll find his way. You know, under Ted Lasso, Richmond, well, they're like a woman behind the wheel, completely lost.
George, didn't you lose your license drink driving?
That was an allergic reaction to my medication.
Is that the same medication that made you piss your pants?
No. Jesus Christ. Here, go get yours over there. Over here. Go get yours. Right there.
I'm sorry, I can't have two reservations for the window table.
Here.
Is he a dad?
No.
Well, please let us know if Mr. Kent wants the window table.
Go get yours on. Winnie. Winnie. Winnie.
Come up with an air.
Winnie's always going to love it for the Jones movies. And her accent is pitch perfect. And I think the physical comedy is grossly underrated.
No, you gotta give it up to Zellweger. Look, point is, fellas. If all those attractive people with their amazing apartments and interesting jobs, usually in some creative field, can go through some lighthearted struggles and still end up happy, that's so sweet.
Jennifer Lopez.
That's a great call, Danny, and not at all beat too late. Gentlemen, believing in Ron communism is all about believing that everything's gonna work out. Maybe. Now, these next few months might be tricky, but that's just because we're going through our dark forest. Fairy tales do not start, nor do they end, in the dark forest. That's something that always shows up smack dab in the middle of the school. It'll all work out. Now, it may not work out how you think it will, or how you hope it does, but believe me, it will all work out. Exactly as it's supposed to. Our job is to have zero expectations and just let go.
Hey, William. You need to stop playing that shit!
Yeah, not exactly what I say, but I appreciate you, Isaac. Okay, watch the second half. Come on, go.
Hey, anyone know what's going on with Isaac?
I got no idea.
No. It's puns. I've accepted it.
Hey.
I'm not a
buyer. Wait a second.
Hey.
We play Sheffield Wednesday?
Saturday.
Oh, we're playing Sheffield Saturday.
Sheffield Wednesday, Saturday.
You got playing twice in the same week?
The club is called Sheffield Wednesday, and we play them on Saturday. They're called Sheffield Wednesday because they used to only play on Wednesdays, but nowadays they play on whatever day of the week they feel like, including but not limited to Saturdays, which, again, is the day of the week we will be playing.
This Saturday?
I can't, I got plans.
I'm leaving.
Oh, come on. Hey,
Doc.
Good afternoon. Coach Lasso, is Isaac okay?
No, ma'am. He is not. No, he's a wig mom on the TV right now.
What does that mean?
He's too tense.
Boom!
He's wearing tighter than Milan's hairnet. I guess it only makes sense if you know Milan, but when she wears the hairnet, it looks like Cooper's trying to escape there.
Oh.
I am not crazy. Do you want me to talk to Isaac?
No, that's okay. We got it. I know exactly what Isaac needs.
Thank you.
Okay.
What size of knee?
I don't know yet. Now, usually in this situation, I'd have a player talk to the team captain before I intervened.
But I think I have to.
Exactly. And I can't very well ask Isaac to pull himself aside. You know, that'd be dangerous close to messing with the, what's
the name? The Dark Elves?
No.
Base time continuum?
That's it, yeah. Fact is, Isaac is a big dog. You know, so he's only gonna respond to a big dog himself.
I'll do it.
Well, you're being serious. You did left. You knew he was being serious?
Yeah, man.
Shoot. Bust. I'm sorry about that, mate. But I do appreciate the offer, you know? I just think you gotta get on real big dog.
Yeah. No, good luck. Me too.
Thanks. Let's see.
I'm okay with Fanny.
Did he just giggle?
I don't know. Hello? Maybe.
And I'm with Dublin Nana Shaw Rebecca, who is a fictional character. She does not actually exist. The zombies are. Hey, boys, come get your free espresso coffee machines. Because I'm amazing at my job.
People who are amazing at their job don't have to point it out.
Actually, that's not how it works anymore. It's all about promoting your own brand. Boy, please don't forget to post when you make yourselves an Americano.
I'll put someone on my answer straight away.
Thanks, Colin. Oh, wait. Do you think you can make this one post not about Welsh independence?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So can I give this back to you and you give me cash? Is that a thing?
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, what the fuck?
Sorry, it's just this mystery man I've been talking to in London has just quoted Rilke. Our deepest fears are like dragons guarding our deepest treasures.
Oh, so well. Maybe you're writing letters to a whole poet.
Is that a joke from Sex and City?
No, but thank you. Oh, I'm not getting so excited. That's the band club. A place where minds can come to one dress. Oh, that's really good. I'm going to use that.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm still chatting to these other guys on the other dating app to Messenger.
Yeah, and what's that discourse like?
Less revealing, but more revealing.
Jesus, where's the rest of it? Christ.
I mean, shouldn't romance have a little mystery to it?
It depends on what you want. Mm. See, it all comes back to branding. Are you from my club?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, Danny, enjoy your free coffee.
Oh, I don't drink coffee. My mother says I was more caffeinated. But is it okay if I give it to my neighbor? She also doesn't drink coffee, but her son does, and she's trying to collect more visits from him.
Sure.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Sorry, Nate. They're actually just for the players.
Oh. Oh, good. Thanks for your coffee anyway. It always tastes so good.
Hello, Rebecca.
Oh, hello, Higgins. What can I help you with?
Hello.
No.
We have an inquiry from AFC Wrexham. Just got a call from their new owners, showbiz magnates Rob McElhinney and Ryan Reynolds. I can't tell if them buying the club is a joke or not, so I haven't replied to them yet.
Right. Did you just see what was on my screen?
Oh, no. I have five boys. I never look over anyone's shoulders to see what's on their screens. I used to. Oh, apologies. That's my wife. I'll ring her back later. Keeps it fresh. But I'll just text her real quick to let her know that.
So your ringtone for your wife is She's a Rainbow by the Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
That's awfully affectionate.
Yeah, well, it's our song. It was playing the moment we met. And, it's not an exaggeration. She really is my rainbow.
It is so odd to imagine you have.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I was the only kid in primary school with sciatica. I had a gelatinous L4 and 5.
Lizzie,
Do you mind me asking, when you first met your wife, how did you put yourself across? You know, what was your brand?
Brand? Well, you know, the night I met my wife, I was attempted to be a brooding punker. Hair spiked out to here. And then She's a Rainbow came on, and I started playing upright air bass. But I had a pint in my hand and ended up pouring beer all over my head.
Oh.
Everyone in the bar laughed, except one person who handed me a damp, disgusting bar towel. And I've been married to her for 29 years. I suppose the best brand is just being yourself.
What are you guys doing? How many do you want? Find them all now.
No, it's impossible.
Well, there's a simple solution to that. I'll just buy the restaurant.
No, you're just saying. You buy a man a table he eats once, you teach a man how to get a table, and he eats it at a restaurant until he comes to Starbucks.
Oh, this is silly. Nathan, just be assertive.
Yes, yes. Brilliant. Lovely. Wonderful. It's wonderful. Perfect. Sorry, we just... No.
Oh my god. We've got that scene.
I told you, I'd have you take down my photo, but you start giving me free kebabs.
7.50, mate.
Fair enough.
No way. Fancy running into you. After asking you where you were, I'll boot right over.
She told me to expect a mustachioed surprise that would anger me. I thought it was going to be Wario for my great aunt Natalie.
Wow, no need great Natalie for great, but I appreciate your effusiveness this five earlier. I will heed that.
Why are you bothering me like a bad place? This is not my church.
Oh, who knew transubstantiation could happen with Peter? What do you think about joining the coach's staff, boy?
Fuck off.
That's a solid negotiation point right
there. You don't want to know. I like what I'm doing. I'm good at it. People tweet about me. There's gifts and everything.
I know some folks pronounce it gifts, but I hear you. And look, bro, if you enjoy doing the whole funny thing, then by all means, you should do it for the rest of your life.
Why wouldn't you let me be happy?
You can't mean. Hey. You said father and son, right?
What? No.
I'm a former coach.
Sort of same thing. You know, you two reminded me of my old man when I told him I was leaving medical school the week before graduation.
What did that story?
Would have made a great doctor, too. Was really good at it. Bedside manner, paper charts, cutting up shit. It's just not what I was meant to do. What? Love making a doner kebab. Anyway, how's that kebab, my friend?
Yeah, the quote drizzy. It's the best I ever had.
Good, right?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, I'll kill this aside. I'm really just here to ask for a favor for an old friend. One Mr. Isaac McAdoo.
He's doing nothing he's paying me.
Yes, he is. And I need him to check out of there by Saturday. You got any ideas?
Let me finish my kebab and brain.
The collection plate. Plate is dead.
What is Flexi doing now?
Hello, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm Nathan Shelby, partner for you.
Say, Mr. Shelby.
Yes, Shelby. Sorry, I should have said Shelby.
No, that is not your name.
It's pretty close.
No, no. Start again, from the top. May I help you?
Yes, Shelby, after you three.
Oh, yes, Mr. Shelby.
Shelby, I knew it. You didn't bring cash rules.
No, too much. You don't need to be loud, Nathan. You just need to be commanding.
With all due respect, it's different from being tall. You climb over the wall, couldn't you?
Harvey, have you ever been in a room full of football club chairmen?
No.
Every time I walk into one of those meetings, they look at me like some schoolgirl with tiptoes.
Oh, you've learned nothing.
I do. But I have a secret. I make myself big. Before I go into the room, I find somewhere private, I stand up on my tiptoes, put my arms in the air, and make myself as big as possible. To build my own power.
Where's the other one?
How many you got here? Where are they? Where's the other big one?
Fuck you, amazing.
Come on, bro, where are you going?
How many you got?
You deserve whatever you want.
Look, Gordon just told me to bring you to this address. I didn't press the brand details. You know how to get
fucking crappy, ain't it?
Heck yeah. Ain't no side eye like a Roy Kent side eye.
It's like some 24/7 timing.
365. 366 on Libya.
Seriously, do you know where you got
it? No, this is it. Here, I'll just text another number.
Is that right?
I could do.
What are we doing?
See that block of flax?
What, the shit one?
That's where I'm from. This is where I lived. Where I learned football. Every fucking day. And during my career, when I was going through a bad patch, I'd come back here. Play. Oi! This is Isaac. These are all the other facts. You're with them.
You what? Put this and put it in. I'm professional, mate. I'll fucking kill him.
For sake.
What about me? What do I get to do?
Nothing.
Oh, come on. Now keep score?
Fine.
All right. I'm going to meet my fingers. It's 0-0.
0-0.
It is 0-0.
What's wrong with you?
You keep on taking it from me.
Shelly, obviously.
Shelly.
No, my name. It's tomorrow. Yes, that's correct. Yeah, that's a long list. Little old shells. The guy called shells.
Oh, blabbing up the old lady and your mother's on.
Stop it, Lloyd. Forgive your father, my darling. He's been wanting this island like he all week.
As you may remember, it's our 50th wedding anniversary. Jade.
Of course. Right this way.
Sorry, if you remember, I requested the window table.
So you don't take reservations for the window table?
Excuse me, one moment. Too comfortable. Jade, this is a special night for my parents, and the window table is open, so here is what I would love to see happen. I'm going to give us that table, and then my family and I are going to order a starter, main course, little dessert, bottle of wine, and you are going to be stunned by how quickly a Gavin and Shelley can get for a free course meal and get out of it. So what do you say?
Okay.
Mum, Dad. Perhaps you'd like to give me a number as well.
No, that's okay. Sorry, I'm picky.
Oh, me too.
The dog.
Because it was fun. You knew when you were getting your fucking legs broken, or your fucking fingers hurt. So fuck your feelings, fuck your overthinking, fuck all that bullshit, go back out there and have some fucking fun.
Alright, get on.
Is that alright?
That was great.
Too many fucks?
I don't know. Kind of like all the nipples in that movie Showgirls.
Halfway through, you don't even notice anymore. You just kind of get sucked into the narrative.
I doubt you're Gina Gershon once.
That makes me happy.
Get off me!
For this year.
Oh, for what?
trying to get me to come back to the Tavern Couch. Learn what?
Rod, I got zero interest. Excuse me, nil interest in making you do something that ain't in your heart.
So when you're not playing games?
Make me live. I'm sorry, Roy. But I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life coaching with somebody, you want the rest of your life to begin ASAP.
Please don't.
You complete our team.
You're an asshole.
I'm also just a coach standing in front of a boy asking.
Listen, never coming back to Richmond. Not now, not ever. Now fuck off.
As you wish.
Oh,
hey, I'm sorry about that, Coach.
Official on PM, Savannah?
Yes, sir, Steve Kerr.
Thank you. Still, you got down there pretty quick.
Yeah, well, you know, I think a fella's gonna take as long as the tune Easy Lover by Phil Collins and Phyllis Bailey to get dressed in the morning.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Woo! It is a beautiful Saturday, and we are playing Sheffield Wednesday,
aka the Owls.
Yeah, I love that.
Hey, you never finished your joke.
What joke?
What does a British owl say?
Right. Woo! Woo!
Work away.
We had season tickets for Richmond. My family was well
off. I was a young punk that snuck in every week.
My father wanted us in the best seats in the house.
I sat in the empty shoes.
My mother and my boyfriend were furious. They wanted to call security to kick him out.
But she insisted that I should stay.
And we fell in love.
And we fell in love.
Years later, a close friend of the family used the same storyline for the film Titanic. And we've been in litigation ever since.
Together.
Together.
Love.
Come on, Rich!
Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made.
Stop me the whole way. Tell me why I'm rich and you fucking fit.
Doctor, floor, ceiling, trash can. How you go?
I was just checking in, see how you're feeling.
Oh, Matthew. How am I feeling? I don't know. You know, I'm just dealing with the terror of knowing what this world's about. You know, watching a few good friends screaming to let them out.
So you're feeling under pressure. Well, my door is always open.
And why even have one? Hey, Coach Beard, take that thing out for you. Jack Cornstalk, like an 8-foot wax.
Five good wax.
Number Jambo Championship qualifier, baby. That man has had many lives, many matches. Oh, snap! Holly alert! Look at this guy! Woo, woo, woo! Ha, cha, cha! Whoa, whoa, whoa! Game day suit, I love it.
Not too much.
What, too much class? Well, so it's not. You are out to describe the truth, deep elegance to the table. I appreciate you checking in, Doc. Let's go, Greyhound! And we're back! Let's round off the Premier League with Arsenal heading on the road to Newcastle. We're 17-year-old Matthew Kerr will make his debut. The Colton meet Irish Ronaldo.
Okay, well, we can expect to see a commanding performance from the lad.
Roy, what do you think of these days?
The night. He's 17. We'll probably have chips for dinner and a wank before bed.
Apologies for the language. Boy! I was looking for some insight about how he'll play.
I told you, I don't know. All we do is sit around here and guess what a bunch of little pricks are going to go and do out there. Then we come back at half-time and we can play because they didn't do exactly what we thought they'd do. We don't know. Of course we don't know. We're not in the locker rooms with them. We're not on the pitch with them. We can't look them in the eyes and encourage them to be better than they ever thought they were capable of being.
We're just on the outside, looking in, judging them.
Well, here's a look at your old team, warming up in an interesting new way.
It's all pretty loosey-goosey, isn't it? Especially if you're a team that's at the business end of the relegation zone.
But it's good to see McAdoo with a smile on his face. He's been a shadow of himself all season. I wonder what's gotten into him.
Oh, that. Yeah. Come on. There you go. All right, gentlemen.
Pretty cold out there today. I think you don't miss that, Roy.
What?
So I think you don't miss the cold, eh, Roy?
I miss all of it. Excuse me.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry, fellas. This isn't what I'm meant to do.
Roy!
Jeff, I have to go.
Here we go. It's the anniversary meet, but I still haven't bought a present. Keith, the boys loves cats. Sorry, mate, this is as far as I can get here.
I tell you the same thing Nicky Six said in the morning crew behind the music. You can't take your wife.
Thanks, Floyd.
No! Fuck! 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 Oi, you see this new watch? You get everything else ready in 10 minutes, it's yours.
Get him.
Do you have a ticket? Can't let anyone in without a ticket.
I'm Rory Kent.
He does look like it.
A little.
Round
the mouth.
Oh, fuck.
I believe the whole ticket is being broken.
Good to see you back, Weaver.
Enjoy the game.
Fuck you.
Is you?
Thank you.
coach. Really glad he decided.
Shut up. Just shut up. You had me at coach.